Yo guys, thank you for clicking on this episode. So now is the Chicha part 2, you know, guys versus girls. And here with me is an anchor of a podcast, a fellow podcaster, the anchor of the podcast, Driftway T, Thelma Wonga. Thank you for coming on today's episode or gracing this occasion.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So now let's just go straight to business. First, we've all heard a lot from different people, you know, like idea of a perfect date. Some people say, you know, going to the zoo, you go to see the movies, the cinema, you know, go to somewhere fun, to a PlayStation, to all that. So, you know, we've just heard a lot of stories. So now for you now, what's your idea of a perfect date and what do you think should be done and shouldn't?
Idea of a good date.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think with the right person, everything and anything would suffice. And before I start, I should probably like voice out that I'm a diehard hopeless romantic, right? So
wow.
I think for me, it'd be like a picnic with lots of food, or maybe even like a car ride. But then again, with lots of food.
Well, that's cool.
Music that we both love. Then we'll probably like drive a little, park for a while, and we just drift out of the world together. And preferable time might be like evening or night, really.
That's cool.
And probably just do a little stargazing. Then a little intimacy too, and I think
that's cool.
Good to go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone has what works for them, and that's totally interesting. That's fun. So you know, in every relationship, you know, there are times where arguments and misunderstanding arises, you know. Do you feel the guy should walk out when things are heated or just confront the issue here and then? You know, would it be safe? You know, sometimes walking out looks like part of the solution, like for it not to lead to another thing. You know, sometimes people do advise that, oh, you should just, you know, just leave that area just to have a cool head. And, you know, what do you think?
Again, personally, I think certain situations should be fixed right away, and walking out on me when there's a heated argument is just plain rude. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And you just added one more thing to your list of things to apologize for. And I'm not really a fan of arguments, honestly. I don't like confrontations and so, but I understand that they are necessary for healthy relationships.
Yeah, definitely.
But leaving things in a not so good state for a while will give me a lot, or even most people, especially overthinkers, which I also fall under that category, it gives us a lot of things to
think about,
and
yeah,
it gives us a lot of time to reevaluate our life choices. And I'm not sure our partner will want that, honestly. And it's one thing to be like, okay, I'm sorry, I can't think straight right now, or I'm busy, I can't do this right now, I need some time. That's just walk out. Like, I'm talking to you and you just walked out. That's just crazy, man. I mean, for the former, the understanding partner, there might not be so much damage. You can just be like, okay, fine, sure, we'll deal with it later, but just know that, fine, you've tabled this, just that it has not been settled.
Yeah,
I know that. Okay, fine, it's going to come around and you talk about it together. But it's one thing to just walk out. That's not acceptable at all.
Yeah, seems like kind of rude, you know. But once, like, for me, I think it should be dealt with on the spot. Like, if it's a situation maybe whereby you're in the public or something, you should, like, you know, you can talk about it later and, you know, deal with the issue. But it's best, I always say, it's best to strike the iron when it's hot. That's when you'll be able to bend it to shape and all that. So you guys should learn from that analogy. So from your experience, or from what you've heard, what do you think guys should stop doing in relationships? You know, there's a lot of people come down with a lot of complaints. Oh, this guy does this, does that, and like doesn't really sit well. So now, for you, what's your take on this?
Okay, I think guys should stop doing relationships. All right, listen.
Yeah.
Something in love, guys have issues with it's putting the effort, right? Okay, yeah. You like her, but anyone can just wake up one day and say things. What makes you different from them? what makes you think that she hasn't heard that thing you said to her like a gazillion times? So like, what makes you understand out? What have you done to show that, okay, these things I'm saying are not merely words?
Yeah.
No one is talking about a grand gesture, go out of your way, do this. I mean, if you want to, that's okay. But I'm just saying, no one is talking about that. But I just feel you should try and make it more than just words for anything.
Yeah, cool.
Then there's the commitment issue and the whole acting nonchalant thing. Oh my god, that's disgusting. Acting nonchalant about maybe your relationship or anything concerning her, you just feel like, okay, fine, brush it out. I mean, that's just disgusting, please. And if that's really how you want to treat things, if that's really who you want to be in her life, if you're not just ready for the entire thing, honestly, I believe it's best for you to opt out. Leave the spot for people that are going to be more intentional with her, because okay, the only thing such a person will be doing to that girl, or yes, the girl of course, will be to give her a lot to think about. And yeah, honestly, no one yeah. Life is hard enough already,
obviously.
Then I think the last thing should be, don't listen to your friends, alright? I understand that some guys might not want to talk to some of their guy friends. Just like sit down and talk your heart out. I mean, for us, it might be really easy.
Yeah.
But I don't really see a lot of pictures where all of you guys just sit and you pour your heart out to one of your friends concerning...
Sometimes it happens.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. It probably does, but maybe at a lesser rate than it happens for us.
Okay.
And it's probably because you guys are afraid of being taken seriously, or afraid of not being taken seriously after you've talked about that kind of thing with them. Or most times, they just might not even understand. So I just feel like if you go ahead and talk to them about some pressing issues and you eventually take their advice on the long run, you might end up acting wrongly regarding
delicate
issues. So
I agree with you.
It should probably be between you and your girl, because I mean, you understand yourselves more and you understand your relationship, you understand what you're building your relationship on. So you can listen to your guys concerning whatever it is, maybe Marvel or DC movies or stuff. I'm not saying that you cannot talk to me about it though, but you get my point here. Talk to them about those things, what to eat or what tie to wear. Just when it comes to your relationship, I mean, just keep it with your girl.
Yeah, keep it real.
Let's be one-on-one. No third parties or things like that, you know?
Yeah, we all say, I totally agree with this. For me, like, I always say, like, I'm a private person. You know, when I'm into like a relationship of some sort, I just think it should be like private. And I think guys, you know, it's not like it's kind of, what I say, out of place when a guy go around, you know, just talking about his girl, you know. Like, that dignity is there for you to, you know, keep, it should be between you and your partner if you have any pressing issue of some sort. So y'all, you know, you should listen to this and, you know, take note of that. So we've had a lot of girls like say, you know, they are with a toxic partner and they'll be like, oh, I can change him, I can do this, do that. So like, what's your advice for girls when the relationship is getting toxic, and do you think they should leave or try to change that person? You know, maybe some people like what we see today, like love is blind, they'll be like, oh, I'll try to change that person, or try to do something and try to talk about it. So like, what do you think about this?
I don't even know how this is a silly question, but please, there's no such thing as changing him.
Okay.
There's no such thing. If you put it out to him that, see, this is what you're doing and I don't like it, this is how you're being to me, this is how you're making me feel, and he loves you enough, he's going to put in the effort to act accordingly. If he considers you being his life enough reason to change, if not, please use the door out of his life, his toxic life. Just, I feel like a lot of people, they can change. So it's just about who is worth the stress of changing.
Exactly.
If it's worth it, you're going to do it. Not like waiting for him or trying to build him into a better man. Because most times, after building him into a better man, he will not live with you. I don't even know, but just leave, please. Go and invest your energy, your time,
and
your
something tangible
into someone who doesn't want to give you heartaches and all of that tough time, please. I mean, life is hard. Again, I've said it. Life is hard.
Nigeria is hard. Is
something you can control, like you're happy. Okay, you cannot control your happiness actually, but in a relationship, yes, you can say whether to stay or to opt out. So that you can control. So if you can control it, please make yourself happy and leave.
Yeah, the whole goal of this is like finding happiness, and that's it. So T, thank you for coming on today's show. I really enjoyed this, and I hope you all really enjoyed it. So thank you for, you know, just coming on today's episode.
Oh well, it was my pleasure, and you're welcome.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, don't forget to share this to your friends and family. And we out this bitch.